Not an easy gospel lesson today, even for those of us who've heard it more than once or perhaps many times. Usually, if you really stop and try to process it and see how to make use of it in your own personal understanding and life, there's a little bit of indigestion, if you will, with understanding what Jesus means exactly. If we're to take that passage farther than simply talking about receiving communion, if we take it into an understanding of who he was and what he represented, then we're bound to have a little bit in common with some of those early disciples, some of those people who heard him and began to wonder exactly what he is saying. For indeed, if we look at it from a human point of view, for a person to say that they're inviting you to eat their flesh and drink this blood, clearly, if we take it literally, it's a challenge. It takes me back to my college days when almost invariably when someone found I was still a practicing Christian, they would throw out that thing, you know, well, how can you really eat the body of Jesus? And if you do, then are you cannibals? And fortunately, most of us, I think, have grown out of that level of understanding and kind of don't get taken in by that kind of argumentation. And yet, if we go a bit further, we realize that this is only the tip of the iceberg in terms of Jesus' difficult sayings. It's much easier to get enthusiastic and receptive when Jesus is saying comforting or promising life hereafter or offering healing. But when we are asked to process things, to think them through, to try to make them our own in our understanding, that becomes a whole different thing. We are forced then sometimes to set aside our understanding and to admit that we're going to be asked to take steps in commitment in a direction that we don't fully understand. We're asked to make a choice without full understanding or insight into exactly what it is, what are going to be the consequences. When Jesus asks us to follow him, it's a little bit like those vows that people make at marriage. I always tell people, you have no idea what you're getting yourselves into. The truth is, we just don't know where it is going to go. And choices cannot easily be undone. They, in fact, involve commitment. And so it's natural for us to raise questions, to challenge, to try to process. And Jesus desires that. He does not ask us as Christians to turn off our brains, to somehow or other say, well, I know I don't get it, but I'll make believe I get it, and maybe I'll figure it out, or I'll trip over the answer at some point in my life. In fact, Jesus invites us to challenge him and say, what do you mean by that? But you know, it's interesting that the disciples and those who followed him never did that. They either said, I don't get it, I'm gone. Or they said, well, I don't get it, but I'm going to follow you anyway. Somehow or other, there was a decision that had to be made. And each of us, perhaps many times in our life, make that kind of decision. Joshua made it very clear when he talked to the Israelites when they came out of Israel. Choose today whom you will follow. But the truth is, in our lives, often we don't ultimately make that choice fully. Many Christians operate with a kind of back door. I'll follow you up to this point, but I have my own private ways of coping with things, certain things that I don't forgive, certain things that I'm not really willing to accept. And so if you push me, I'm going to step back from that. We sort of operate in what a friend of mine said, who was talking about another friend who was Native American, but he was very much committed to white man's ways, if you will, to the modern culture. And they said of him, he had a tennis sneaker on one foot and a moccasin on the other. Many of us as Christians are very much the same way. We like to fit in the world in which we live. We like to be acceptable intellectually. We like to not be troubled too much by our faith. But we also want to have God there in our lives, but we haven't quite made that step one way or the other. We're kind of here and there, sometimes on one side, sometimes on another. It is those challenges that force us to make the choice. Jesus, in these words, invites us to something more than simply figuring out what is to be done about how we nourish ourselves, though that's certainly important. He invites us to look into what it is we, in fact, choose to do with our lives and how we can proceed. Because it is, in fact, an act of faith to trust God in those moments when we don't get it, when we don't seem to be getting our prayers answered, when we can't make sense of what's happening, when the world seems not to be logical or reasonable, when there is power being exercised and it just goes counter to that which we value, when we don't quite know why our lives are turning out the way they are, and sometimes when we're simply tired, when we don't see ourselves to be sufficient to deal with what we're being asked to do, when we see that we've been doing it for a long time and it just would be nice to take a vacation. In those moments, we have once more an opportunity, an invitation to choose. Jesus challenges us in this way, and it's a good thing for us that he does, because when we start to get comfortable in our faith, when we start to feel that we have arrived, then certainly we're in deep trouble. In deep trouble in two ways, because the people around us know better, and so our witness is damaged when we think that we've all come to the full understanding of truth, and also we ourselves cease to grow. In the Christian life, we are constantly challenged, and that's an important thing to know. But we are also challenged by our past sometimes. When I was teaching young people in New York City in a large church there as part of my seminary work, I got a lot of young people who were 8th and 9th graders, and one of the questions that always came up was, nobody asked me when I was baptized if I wanted to follow Jesus. It wasn't my choice. We may not be in that position. We may still affirm that faith that we received at baptism or confirmation. But there is a sense in which we have to choose again and again, and we have that opportunity to renew that commitment. Each day we are presented with the choice that with which Joshua was presented, and certainly each of us is presented with the choice that Jesus offered his disciples. In that last line of the gospel today, there's an important insight for us as Christians and a way through this dilemma that we sometimes find ourselves in. The solution comes in those words, we have come to believe and know that you are the Savior, the Messiah. Come to believe and know. That step from believing to knowing is what the Christian life is often all about. When we take the step from believing intellectually, from believing in the words of others, from believing what we have read, from wanting to believe what Jesus says and wanting to know more, into that step when we begin to see in our lives, when we look around and we see God at work, when we see and are trusting in God enough to present God with our dilemmas, our failures to understand, our challenges, our weakness, our desires, and knowing how far we may be from what we hope for or what we long for, and trusting that he can do something about it. So Jesus presents the disciples and those who follow him with that challenge. But it's also a challenge that's presented to each one of us. As we draw near with Christ, as we worship him or seek to follow him, as we try to live our lives in the world, as we seek both intellectually and personally in our lives and in our commitments to work our way through to a full understanding and service of him, let us know that he is trustworthy and that a faithful person can also ask questions. A faithful person can say, Lord, give me understanding. Help me to see why this is happening in a way that I did not expect, why something is not coming true that I hoped for, why I'm not seeing relief or refreshment or renewal, why I'm worn out or challenged by my life. In those moments, we can genuinely present ourselves to Christ and trust, as the disciples discovered they could in Jesus, we can trust him to be the answer and to lead us through our challenges, our failure to understand, through all those other things, into the fullness of commitment and understanding and knowledge, and see God alive, not simply in others' lives, but in our own, as the answer to our prayers, as the one whom we follow, as the one whom we choose, both now and forevermore. Amen.